A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello. I felt it was time for another mini show. So here it is, just me checking in. It's the first show of 2018, and I hope that this show finds you well, in good spirits, and incredibly optimistic about the new year. I know I am. I wanted to use this mini show as an opportunity to keep you updated about a little project I'm working on. Now, I posted about this on social media, so if you're following me, I'm at Emma Guns, you might have already seen it. But I had lots of messages on DM asking me to elaborate, so here it is. The project is called 26 Habits, and the genesis is sort of two-pronged. The first was that it got to the end of 2017 and I felt this great burden, as I do every year, to write a book, become my best self in the 365 days ahead. And obviously that's quite a lot of pressure. And I thought, I don't want to write resolutions, it's just too much, life gets in the way, I don't want to set myself strict rules and set myself up for failure. So I wanted to think about a different way that I could implement changes that I know I need to make in a way that might possibly seem doable. The second is that I noticed a tweet during a bit of a scrolling session through Twitter, and I was sure Tim Ferriss had retweeted one of his followers who had broken down the year into 26 two-week challenges to form better and new habits and break bad and old ones. I cannot find this tweet, but suffice it to say, I'm not claiming this is an original idea, but the habits, etc., are all my own and based on things I want to do, achieve, stop, etc. If I do end up finding that tweet and finding out who it was that planted that seed, then I will share it on my social channels, because I think that person had done it for 2017 and like nailed them all, which was amazing. So here it is. For the duration of 2018, I will undertake 26 mini projects around breaking bad habits or helping to form new ones. Committing to a year just, quite frankly, is overwhelming, but breaking those 52 weeks into 26 projects feels very doable because, let's face it, the end is always in sight. 2 weeks doesn't seem that terrifying. First out of the gate for me is not buying any store-bought coffee drinks. So I've recently been going through all my expenses, as one has to do when one is self-employed. And £3 a day, sometimes more than that, on coffee that I keep having to input into spreadsheets just isn't cool. And I feel a bit embarrassed and a bit stupid about it. So the first reason for doing no coffee from shops is a cost-saving exercise, and it seems like a good thing to try. But then there's also the element of the environment, because most store-bought coffee cups have a film or a coating on them that renders them unrecyclable. Therefore, every Java jolt, as I like to call them, contributes to a massive global issue that I really don't want to be a part of. So that's one thing. And then there's also the calories, the dependency on caffeine, need I go on? So it just felt like a really good place to start. And I kind of remember where this all began. I hadn't ever really had store-bought coffee until I started working in London, and I was in the reception of the magazine offices where I had my first job, and it was a big glass building and it had one of these very impressive, really like open plan downstairs receptions with like lots of seating areas, but you could see everybody walking into the building, and I would see literally just all of these glamorous editors and journalists sort of striding in with their fabulous clothes, and without exception, they would be carrying a takeaway coffee. So to me, it kind of embedded that idea that carrying a coffee was a bit of a status symbol. You walked in, you got ready for your day, you had your blow dry, you had your coffee cup, and then you were just serving up executive realness. I couldn't afford to carry a designer handbag, but I could afford to walk around with a venti latte in my hand, thank you very much. but let's not pick at the thread of how much money I've spent on takeaway coffee in the last 15 years and how many designer handbags I could have bought with that money, because I don't want to go there. A few of you have asked about what other two-week challenges I'm considering, and I currently have 5 post-it notes on the wall in my office. And after coffee, I've tentatively put up there that I want to meditate every morning when I wake up. Apparently, it's the best time to meditate because of the alpha waves in your brain. I want to see whether that's true. Am I optimizing my meditation, which I've been very bad at sticking to recently? So hopefully it will also get me back into the habit of just regularly meditating. I want to try and do yoga every night before bed. I tend to be a really fitful sleeper and I want to see if that helps. And Yoga with Adrian, the YouTube channel that I've talked about before in the show and that many of you have emailed me about, is brilliant. I think she's great. She's got a brilliant video that she put up recently, which is Cozy Yoga, which is designed to literally be a hug before bed. So I want to try that. I'm going to aim to stay in ketosis for 2 weeks, and this is something I had tried a few months ago and really struggled with. I kept slipping out of ketosis because I'd be like, I have no energy, I need some almonds, and then I'd devour 100 almonds and make myself slip out of ketosis. And then I was thinking about adding a 1 kilometer sprint to my gym sessions every day for a fortnight. I used to work with a great trainer, and I would always say to him, I just shuffle along, I plod along, I'm such a slow runner. And he would always say to me, Emma, the only way to run faster is to run faster. So just break it down and just run faster for a bit. So I'm going to see if, like, sprinting, if I can sprint, and by sprint, I mean 1 kilometer in 5 minutes, which is some people's just basic run, but I am not built for speed, so don't judge. But I'm just thinking if I can do a run for 1 kilometer that's way above my comfort zone for 2 weeks. I'm just curious to see what happens. Don't hold me to these. I'm not sure they're quite right. I am going to finesse them, but I wanted a visual stimulus in my office to remind me that this is a long-term project and that I am doing this. But that's kind of the kind of thing I'm thinking. I will keep you updated on social media and in these mini shows as to the cost benefit of trying out these projects, but I would love for you to let me know if you're doing anything similar. I've had lots of messages from people already about coffee, and a great suggestion from one follower on Instagram, @businessmakeup, was with a recommendation for the Keep Cup, which I'm definitely going to be looking into as a long-term solution to takeaway coffee cups. If I buy one of those, which just even looking at the cost, is going to be less than I would have spent on store-bought coffees for 2 weeks. That seems like a good investment. I can have my own coffee cup, I can choose the colour, I can design it, you know, could be awesome. So I'm going to look into that in the next few days. Now, some of you might be thinking that it's fairly common knowledge that 21 days is what it takes to form and also break a habit. And when I started this, I thought, maybe that's not quite the right thing, Emma. But for my money, you get a pretty good idea in 14 days. And as 2 weeks is a heck of a lot more doable than 3 weeks, just mentally, psychologically, it felt like a place to start. And crucially, 17.3 recurring habits doesn't have the same ring to it, but 26 does. So to follow 26 habits, which obviously has its own hashtag, #26habits, then follow me on social where I'm @EmmaGunns, or head to Facebook and find the Emma Gunns Show, the forum, which is a closed group where we can share links, etc., and a bit more detail about what we're all up to. I'll put the link in the show notes. It's a private group. I approve all the followers personally. I try to do it as quickly as possible, but I wanted to create a really nice, safe space where we could all chat about some of the stuff that comes up on the show. That's it for the mini show. Come back to this feed in a few days for an excellent podcast with 2 brilliant go-getting women that I cannot wait for you to hear. But in the meantime, thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next one.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.